Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth video game podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but we are interested in them and we do enjoy the news. We're also kind of old, which is why we're really excited that this rumor is apparently true. Netflix is getting a Castlevania series from Frederator Studios. They make Bee and Puppy Cat and Bravest Warriors and a bunch of other stuff, but those are my two favorites. The most amazing part of this is someone successfully licensed Konami IP for something, because there's not a lot of Konami stuff coming out. I'm looking forward to it. There's no release date or confirmation that it is, in fact, an animated show, but there's been lots of Castlevania-y things not happening over the years that have been in various stages of production, so here's looking forward to it. A ton of new PlayStation 4 games were put up to download, including Kitty Powers Matchmaker, Ping Pong VR, So Many Me, Uncanny Valley, Kill the Bad Guys, Knee Deep, Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, Road to Boruto, and others. I'm not going to read because I've done enough reading. The Vita added Uncanny Valley. The Xbox One has Adventure Pop, Pix the Cat, Fallout Shelter, and 8 Days. Wii U added Plantera, Words Up Academy, YASG, Brick Race, and the Game Boy Advance game Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which I remember liking very much and now want to play again because I have the cartridge for that. The 3DS added Parascientific Escape, Gear Detective, and Plantera. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We're having a DC bombshell sale. It's a bombshell of a sale, sort of. It's 14% off a lot of the great DC bombshells products we offer today. And products is such an attractive word, I used it twice. Nearly 100 awesome statues, art prints, vinyl figures, and more are on sale for Valentine's Day with Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, and other cool characters with accompanying awesome collectibles. So check those out, or don't, but if you want it on sale, and for Valentine's Day, now's a good time to do it. New arrivals this week include the Pokemon character print backpack, the Q-Bert pop vinyl figure has been restocked, the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess 10-inch Link statue has also been restocked, and we also have a BioShock Elizabeth lanyard. New pre-orders are Legion, we put up a ton, Pokemon battle action figure case, the World Nintendo Blind Pack Minifigures Wave 2 case, the Final Fantasy Chocobos Crystal Hunt Dungeon and Monsters Expansion Pack, it's a game, and the Street Fighter V Zangief 1/12 scale action figure, which is pretty impressive, are just some of the items we've added. The amount of video game stuff going up right now is, if you told me there would be this much video game stuff available to buy back in the 1990s, I would call you a liar, because 20 years ago this month, I had a pen pal in Hong Kong who sent me one of the first Cloud Strife action figures from Bandai when those just came out in Japan, just after Final Fantasy VII hit. And that was a huge deal because you couldn't buy video game action figures in the US in 97, I think with almost no exceptions, because Metal Gear Solid was 98, I think, the McFarlane figures. I could be wrong about that. The Final Fantasy VII figures eventually made it to the USA. They were missing some paint applications, and to be honest with you, they may as well have been bootlegs, because they didn't look as good, and the packaging was a little bit wonky. But they did come out over here eventually, Final Fantasy VIII as well, and it was a slow drip. So it's one of those things like Star Wars figures. I was young enough where I grew up in an era where you could not buy Star Wars anywhere. Like, it just was gone. And I'm sure if you were born after 1990 or so, that's kind of alien, because there's always been a video game or a Bendy figure, Micro Machines, or, you know, PVC figure, or a hollow vinyl statue from Dakin's in-character imprint at the Suncoast Motion Picture Company. You know, there was something. But there were a good solid, say, about 4 or 5 years where you couldn't find anything, other than a VHS tape, maybe. So, video games are kind of like that, too. For the longest time, there was a period in the 80s you could get Pac-Man and Q-Bert stuff. I got a lot of Q-Bert toys. An occasional Donkey Kong item. And then it all kind of went away. Mario things came and went pretty fast from Applause and McDonald's. And Zelda as well. Mattel had a line of Nintendo trophies very briefly. And those went away. So embrace the goodness that is today. I'm just saying there were lots of exciting things. And rumor has it there's going to be some pretty nifty things coming up. Either Toy Fair or E3 or somewhere soon for some pretty big video game properties. So I'm keeping my ear to the ground on those because I don't know what it's going to be yet. For sure. I've heard things. I don't know how many of those things are true. We'll see. So have a great week. I will be on assignment at Toy Fair next week, so I will be see you in 2 weeks on the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. Until then, follow us on Twitter at NEarth and subscribe to our satellite newsletter. We will send you new information about new items as soon as they're released, and I can tell you right now, there are some items that are set up for a timed release during Toy Fair you're going to be interested in seeing from us. See you next time!